Week 5 Locker Room Chats here, continuing on 2.1 KMZA here at the Omaha Central Girls Head Coach Haddon Hill, Jim Crittenden Prophet, alongside here at the MSU Sports Radio Network. This Omaha Central Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Life Care Center of Seneca and Howell Seed. Well, it's been a pair of dominating wins since we last spoke, Coach. 60-39, a victory over the Royal Valley Panthers, 61-30. Now 6 games won in a row. Coach, tell me about these last 2 dominating wins for you and your team.
You know, in both games, we got off to great starts and really put the game away. You know, early in the first half, we had complete control, you know, in both games, and we were very efficient on the offensive end. Our most efficient games that we've had, this year, we had shot over 50% in both games from the field, which is excellent. And, you know, back to Perry last Friday, we were 5-9 from 3, so very efficient from the 3-point line. I think from Royal Valley, we were almost 70% from 2-point range, so we got about anything we wanted versus Royal Valley, and we made it. And we're just sharing the ball. We had, I think, around 20 assists versus Royal Valley, so the ball's not sticking. We had a couple girls with 5-plus assists, so we're just really playing some very good basketball right now.
Well, Coach, again here, you're on a 6-game winning streak. You have a chance to extend it to a 7-game winning streak heading into the Thunder Classic. Before we talk about the Thunder Classic, let's talk about the matchup here on Friday. It'll be on 92.1 KMZ as well as the Holton Channel, Omaha Central at Holton. Coach, what can you tell me about this matchup for you and your team? What are going to be some keys here to winning this game?
Well, it's just another game for us to continue to get better, to improve on some of the things that we've been working on. We want to become a better transition team. So we're working on it. We still need to become a better rebounding team. So that's kind of been an emphasis as well. So just those little things, taking care of the basketball. We've been great at taking care of the basketball the last 6 games. We've had, I think, 3 of the 6 games we've been under in single digits in turnovers. So we're taking care of the basketball. We're sharing it. But we want to continue to push and transition to see if we can get some easy buckets. But also we got to limit the others to one possession. So that's kind of what we're going to be looking at there. And obviously, staying healthy. There's a lot of illness going around, everywhere. So staying healthy is another big key as well.
Looking ahead here at the Thunder Classic tournament, you play Jackson Heights in the first round next Tuesday. Coach, tell me about this game, this matchup here next Tuesday against Jackson Heights, but also at the same time, what are some expectations for this tournament here held at the home court?
You know, it's pretty exciting that we get to host our own. It's been a while since that's happened. 20 years or so ago, I think they used to host the girls, so it's kind of exciting to have that back. We're excited not to have to travel over 2 hours to Wellsville 3 times in a week, so we're doing some good stuff there. But Jackson Heights, don't know much about them yet. We'll dig into them next week, but I know they'll be well coached and ready for us on Tuesday, and we'll be ready for them, obviously. But got Hiawatha on our side of the bracket. They're undefeated. You got a tougher Rock Creek team and Troy team on the other side, and Marysville, they play in a tough league, so they're no slouch. So it'll be a very competitive tournament, one that we're very excited to host.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time. As always, thank you for jumping up here and joining us for week number 5 of our coaches' shows. Good luck here this Friday against the Holton Wildcats, and then also next Tuesday against the Jackson Heights Cobras.
All right, thank you.
That was head coach Haddon Hilchin for the Nemaha Central Thunder Girls. Again, this Friday against the Holton Wildcats. Nemaha Central there on the road. It'll be on 92.1 KMZ as well as the Holton Channel.